بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. One of the biggest sins that is so rife and open today is the sin of the eyes. All kind of gazes are made. We feel that only gazing to women or lads, that's the only thing. But the Hazrat should say, besides that, to gaze at others, if they've got a beautiful property, look at that property. He's got a beautiful hand, very, very beautiful business. You look at those businesses. And what is crossing to your heart at that time? When you see that Muslim is making so much of money, or that Muslim is so happy, and he's got so many good children, all those things you find that you have in us, this gaze, the eyes is very dangerous. That we didn't look at these things with a bad eye. Uda? You see a person very, very busy in this business, roaring business. Instead of getting happy, we find that we become very, very disturbed. And only Allah Ta'ala knows the heart. Many a time a person outwardly will show a very good face, but when it comes to true, he is not really happy at all. Likewise, you find a person has got a beautiful car. Now, instead of looking at it with a good eye, you begin to look at it with a bad eye. The house also the same thing. So everything now, it does not mean the gaze only to women and these are things which we must pay attention to. Because it's a hidden thing in you that no one knows besides Allah Ta'ala. So we must try to control our gaze. Gaze is very important. And in these days, the gaze of the eyes is so dangerous to women also. That you must not think you're an old person and you're not going to have the sickness in you. If a person got that sickness, will always remain in you. Whether he gets old, whatever it is, he's got a bad habit of looking at women or lads, or any of the wrong things, that will happen all the time. You can shift a mountain, but you can shift a habit. Habit is something which is very dangerous. You can leave a woman with a young person than with an old person. An old person is more dangerous than the young person. So we must not think that that person is old, that he's very protective with his eyes. His eyes is more dangerous than the others. There was a person, he was in India, he was very bad, so bad eyes, looking only women all the time. Someone told him, why don't you send to Madina Sharif? There at least he'll go to see a place of that kind, he'll keep his eyes away from that. They made the biggest mistake. Because when he went to Madina Sharif, all the beautiful ladies are there from all different parts of the world. So the sickness was there in him. So by him staying in that place, it will cause more harm for himself. There's more harm. So the eyes is very dangerous. To that extent that nowadays you've got the social media. You're looking at all those things. Or even, you call it, the TVs. The woman is talking there. One woman actually wrote to a mufti and says that I'm in love with that person. I'm in love with that person. I want him to be in Jannah with me. Now just imagine what kind of statement you make. Now you and I must not feel that listen to that. We may be the victim again also. We may look at all those things in the social media. We may listen to that person's news all the time, but you're not looking at the news, you're in the views all the time. You're not in the news. So you and Allah Ta'ala only knows that is something which is, it is hidden. You go into the malls, you got your kurta on, you're supposed to read something, instead of reading, your eyes are going everywhere. Your eyes are going everywhere. You're driving the car, your gaze is everywhere else. You forget everything at that time. Remember, you must always look at yourself and guard yourself. This guarding is very important. You go to office, I won't forget one incident. One person came to tell me, a surprise, you were supposed to be a so-called pious man. So he goes to the woman and says, you look so beautiful. And you're proud to say that thing.
I heard it, actually, I'm surprised at you that you're a big man and you speak like that. You're not supposed to speak like that. So these things we do not understand. It's something that's hidden in us, it can be seen. You'll be surprised. You come to the masjid, you go out of the masjid, you see a beautiful woman passing by, or whatever. You're looking at it all the time. You're admiring. You fail to understand that that is a guna, is a very big sin. Once the eyes, the sin of the eyes, it penetrates the heart. And it penetrates the heart, and that time when you come to the salah, your salah is without noor. You may be reading salah, it's without noor. Likewise, all the other things you see in the newspapers also. You find the newspapers, as I said, before there were a lot of news, but now views now. Only views in the newspapers. Everyone buying the newspapers, instead of looking at the news, they look at all the views. They do not know how much of harm is causing. So one of those things that is that one side we're making so much of zikr, one side we're so much of Quran Sharif, we need so much of Nafil Salah, another side we wash it out with all these things. That our death, whatever is nur that came into us, the nur is gone. Then you make dua, you say, my dua is not accepted. Then you say, what wrong am I doing that all this is happening to me? It's all happening because of our own wrongdoings. We do not understand. But the person, he wrote to her, the Thani Rahmatullah Ali, that he's in love with a widow. He says, I'm in love with a widow. The widow is not in love with him. He is in love with the widow. In other words, he put his gaze to the woman all the time. But the Thani Rahmatullah wrote to him and told him that, he said, I tried very hard to fight myself, but I failed. I failed. So the Thani wrote to him that, you know what, you come with a letter to me. Come and see me, and I'll talk to you. However he came and saw him. Hazrat told him that always assume this woman's husband was present. Assume if the woman was present, the husband was present, at that time would you put your gaze to him? So he said, I will not do that. Listen to this very carefully. Listen to, because I'm telling you, you'll be surprised. We are all victims of it. You will understand, you never understand this thing. You don't know what it is, the sin of the looking at. You know, you begin to gaze women. You get all the gaze the wrong things. It's very important. So at the time he told him that, assuming if the husband was present, would you gaze at him? He said, I will not do that. He said, then you don't honor the fear of Allah. You don't honor the fear of Allah. As you fear this person, you can prepare to fear this husband, but not fear the honor of Allah. You know Allah Ta'ala is looking at you all the time. And then do you look at your eyes going to all the wrong places? You even take the cell phone and look at the filth all that you be at, all that haram. And even those things on talking women, all that you're looking. Where's the fear of Allah? In other words, he's telling that I am surprised at you, that you have the fear for the husband. But where's the fear of Allah Ta'ala? You said, fear of Allah Ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala looking at all the time. Whereas this is the zikr that you make all the time, Allah, Allah, La ilaha illallah, is to bring about that condition in you that Allah is looking at you. Constantly, when a person making zikr of Allah Ta'ala, taking the name of Allah Ta'ala, or reading the Quran all the time, or in Nafil Namaz all the time, to bring about that constant remembrance of Allah Ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala looking at you. Now what happened to you that you're doing all these good deeds and acts, but you broke it? It did not help you at all. At the time when you say, that's what Hazrat used to tell us, you come to realize whether you are really a zakir in the time when you face with a situation. And that time, your lips are not moving, but your heart is saying no, and you don't do it. Your heart. That is the thing to do. At the time when you face with a situation of this kind, the most beautiful woman passed by too. The moment is you come, you're not making zikr of tongue, but your heart says stop. You don't even look at that person. That is what's called a zakir. But if you make a zikr of Allah Ta'ala and then a woman passing by and you still cast your gaze on that person, now what was the benefit of the zikr that way? Sahaba Ikram were there like this, that you know one thing, they were so strong because they had a company of Nabi Karim. They were something else. No doubt. When the Nabi Karim would ask them, which nation or which creation is most admirable? He asked the Sahaba Ikram, he says, Ya Rasul, the Faristas. He said, what Farista? What do you admire? They all tell Allah Ta'ala. They don't go against Allah Ta'ala at all. They don't go Allah Ta'ala. Everything Allah Ta'ala says, they just do it. They don't know what's the meaning of going against Allah Ta'ala. Then he said, the Sahabas, not the Ambiyas. The Ambiyas are getting vague, are becoming all the time there. What are they to be admired about? He says, it's the Sahabas. The Sahabas, I'm with you all the time. I am present with you all the time. What is it to be admired about? You can see the wahi coming on to me too. So what are you admired about? They say, Ya, who is that? He said, the nation, the ummah will come after you. And that we are the ummah. We are to be admired. Although we are not better than Sahabas. Sahabas, the Sahabas. We cannot even reach them too. We cannot reach them. But you must know, their status is very high. But what Nabi admiring is we ummah. Who they did not see the Nabi at all. They did not see what he came down to. But they saw a few scripts that came down to the script and the Holy Quran. Just looking at that, they brought Iman. They brought Iman. So we have to be admired. If you admire, then why are we supposed to make shukr to Allah Ta'ala? How is it supposed to make shukr? To make shukr to Allah Ta'ala, that we must keep Allah Ta'ala very happy. Very happy. In every sense, we try to keep away from all the wrongs. But you still see the notice that we're still doing all the wrongs. So how can we be admired? So this is what it is, the Sahaba Ikram. So we have to know this matter. So this woman, she said, the Thani told him, you have fear for the husband, but not fear for Allah Ta'ala. This is a disgrace. What a thing. So, however, he said to him that, assuming this much honor to Allah, it is indeed disgraceful. The reason for your attitude is that the fear for the immediate reaction of the husband. The fear he had for you was the immediate action of the reaction. And if you really had the punishment of Jahannam is more worse than that treatment that husband will give you. The husband can beat you up. But you must know that the punishment of Jahannam is more severe. So you're fearing that treatment and not forgetting the Jahannam treatment. Where a person must know this, but that whatever he do, he's teaching you the lesson that before you commit a guna, think to yourself, am I able to face the punishment of Jahannam? I will not be able to. I cannot face the punishment of Jahannam. So I must keep away from that kind of sins. Very important to say. However, he told that person that you came with this intention that I will give you some wazifas, you know. He came with the intention that you came to come by wazifa, I'll teach you this wazifa, then get this woman, get that woman. He said, you must forget all wazifas. Wazifas don't help you at all. You know, today you go to Maulana, give me one wazifa, man. Oh, wazifa for what, bhai? What wazifa? Today this, I just come. Man. You must forget all the wazifas. Wazifas cannot even help you at all. The wazifas cannot even help you at all. He says this much. That as far as possible, no wazifa at all. You have to know one thing for yourself, as far as possible. You must know that the hardship of the courageously keeping yourself, the gaze is more important. You have to use courage. In the road to Allah Ta'ala, you must have a lot of courage. Without courage, nothing can do. You can't say, I cannot do it. You need courage. Without courage, no man can succeed. Without courage, so he said, courageously, if you make sure that you keep your gaze away, then you can do it. Otherwise, the hardship of the Jahannam is ready for you. The hardship of Jahannam is ready for you. So no man must say, I cannot do this thing. As the person said himself, if the husband was there, I would not do it. So likewise, no man must feel that I cannot keep up sins. I must be able to sins. One person told Hazrat Thani Rahmatullah Hazrat, I get angry. So he said, give me some ta'wiz for that thing. He said, if any ta'wiz wanted, I have to get first ta'wiz. Because I get so angry. But he should get angry with Allah Ta'ala, not for the sake of the dunya. But so that's why you must bring this wazifas, not something to worry about. The wazifas do not help you to. As I told him, you may have come here to think I will give you some wazifas. Third, he said the cure with wazifa is wazifa. There's nothing. It is a stimulant which will give you energy. A stimulant will give you energy without anything. That will not cure you. That will not cure you. If a person is very sick, you give him heavy medication, what happened to him? Glutamine or not will help him. No, it will not help him because he still needs to be treated first. He must be treated first with a medicine that is bitter. And once that bitter medicine helps him, then he only can take the medicine. So likewise, a person must not feel that, he can just make wazir part. That's why it is a stimulant. It will not help you if you got the wrong. You have to cure yourself first. This is what we are supposed to be in. The sickness cured through bitter medicine, not through sin. So all this, if you've got a bad habit in your eyes, think to yourself, I did this, I did that, I did everything, nothing will happen to you. You have to have courage, think to yourself, look, Allah Ta'ala, if you have to go to Jahannam, what will position? This punishment is nothing compared to the punishment of Jahannam. So why must I prepare for the punishment of Jahannam? If you have that in mind, inshallah, through the barakat of that, and effort is wanted. Everything is effort wanted. In this world, when you want to become something, you go out of your way. You'll be surprised what you don't do. You go to that extent, even you do not eat food too. Your food is gone one side too. Your sleep is gone one side. Look at people from here going to China, going every part of the world. What are they going through? So much of, pain and strain for what? For dunya. You don't know whether they're going to reach anything to, receive anything to. You don't know whether they reach again here safely to. But all that the stress they go through and all the sacrifice they go through, in the end, for what? For just a few days. And you don't know who's going to enjoy it too. Maybe that before that you pass away too. But you are doing a strive. You courage it. So likewise, for the hereafter, you have to strive all the time. You cannot get this like that. You have to strive. The strive must be there all the time. So if a person got this habit of this eyes going to wrong places, he must make sure that he must strive. He must strengthen. Before the buzuks, they should put them into heavy, heavy sacrifice. Penalize them. You do this, you do that. You go on a tree and put yourself upside down. Whole night you must stay like that. Who is going to tell you to do that now? We all are so weak. But they tell us what the easy things to do. But we have to make dua to Allah Ta'ala. Oh Allah, I got this bad sickness in me. Allah, remove that thing. Cry for Allah Ta'ala. And side by side, also make like this that you make an effort. A courage is wanted. What is the use you doing all the good deeds and you spoiling your eyes and you calling your inside of your heart? The outside looking very nice. The inside is haram. It's al-haram. The noor is gone. So that's why it's very important to keep your gaze always on God. Or always on God. Don't waste your time putting your gaze in wrong places. But gazing intentionally at pictures or living things is haram. A person, same case, he looks at a woman or anything in the newspaper, a beautiful woman is there, he puts eyes with her, he derives desire and all kind of things. That's haram for him. So many people must be doing that too. A person looking at the TV, he must be looking at the haram and look at a woman, very beautiful. And he's married, he's gone to another part of the world. He's gone somewhere else. All the time, what he must be thinking. He's not looking at what the woman is saying. He's married somewhere else. Only Allah Ta'ala knows. So what is he doing to him? He's gone to another world. He does not even realize what harm it has caused him. And then in the same condition, he comes to the masjid to read namaz. What kind of namaz that will be? So his namaz is, that's when Nabi Karim said, a time will come, a person will come to the masjid, his body is here, he's outside. He's inside, outside. It is exactly what it is. That's why the namaz has no fear. That's why some people, when they namaz, when that namaz going from Allah Ta'ala, Allah says, throw it away, Allah must protect us. You do not know, Allah says, throw it away, I don't see that namaz. So many things like that too. So this thing that I'm saying is not a small thing. Not a small thing. It's a very big thing. We are very weak because we are full of fitna at the moment. I know, forget Hazrat is saying, one majlis in those days in 1980s, you say, the doors of fitna are full open now. All kind of fitna are taking place. The only way is that we be able to stay in the right company and we make sure you keep away from sins and make sure that you must always remember this much that there's a striving. There's courage. Do not say any time that, I cannot do this thing. Do not say it's hard for me. That's why one person, he was a gambler. He was a habitual gambler. So he told us, Tanu Rahmatullah, that, I got this habit now. I want some remedy. Gambling at that time, the Sahaba Ikram, in that condition, you must know when they complete the days of Jahiliyyah, what they did not do. They did all the sins you can think about. All the wrong they did about. There's one city on a weekend brought about revolution in their life. But one revolution. They were drinkers, they drink everything. But the moment Allah Ta'ala sent the ayat down, that is haram, you know what? That only the company Nabi Karim had brought that condition. Immediately after they broke all things down, the utensils, everything they broke. That person has so much of wine, but he broke it, threw it down the street of Medina, but he will not drink it at all. That kind of iman they had in them. But we today Muslims are drinking. They threw it away, they were so habitual, they had so much, they had everything. But the moment the ayah came down, they showed respect to Nabi Karim, that they threw everything down the ground, everything thrown away. Overnight a revolution took place. And now today I'm surprised that we're seeing, I'm hearing that Muslims are drinking and gambling. And that was the time they were gambling too. And when they turned the table, turned for them, what great people they came to be. And Allah said, Radiallahu anhu wa radhu an. Allah is happy with it. And we today, we have openly even been told, the Quran says to gambling and drinking is haram. Yet openly the Muslims are doing it. Openly they're doing it too. And not even concerned about it. Gambling, I was shocked. One person said to me, I was very disturbed. He's telling me, Morana, now you don't have to go to all this. There, from the house, you can just put your machine in your phone or whatever. You just gamble right through. I was shocked when I heard that. Then I asked him, can I eat in these Muslims' homes? Can I eat? Because how many Muslims are doing those things? Only Allah Ta'ala knows. You may be seeing that person come to masjid every day, but he was gambling all the time too. Can we eat in a person's house? Especially if we come to know. That's why, you know, when we whatever we are doing, there's no barakat in this. No barakat, whatever we are doing. We don't know how people's conditions are. They don't eat ill, their food is halal. Now I was told that he's gambling. I say, Ya Allah, he's got a big business, but he's gambling one side. Now I'm thinking to myself, his business is full of haram, halal. So where we are going to? So what we are looking at to? So this person told Hazrat, you know, I've got a gambling habit, very bad. Please help me. Hazrat said, Hazrat tells that courage is needed, is the remedy. Courage. Anything courage is the remedy. I tell you something, if a person, a doctor tells a person, you got cancer, and he's smoking all the time, the doctor tells him, you will die, you will smoke. What happened that time? Where does courage come that time? He forgets all his habits. You make sure that likewise a person, you've got a habit of anger, whatever it is, whatever. You need courage to do that. Now keep it away from it. If it doesn't, do not have courage, nothing else. But then he told him a second thing that which was, I'm just saying to you, but you know, I can't do it. He said, but it's every day 100 rakat namaz. But the time is 100 rakat namaz. And he says, you must leave out 2 meals per day. If you go gambling, there is 200 rakat namaz and you got 2 rakat. Now look, he prescribed for that person. Now when you read that thing, you mustn't do it. Because you can't do it. You lose. But this time to tell you that he's trying to prescribe to us, that he prescribed for that person that thing. So, but he said the actual remedy is nothing besides courage. Courage is very important. You have to have courage. I'm not going to do that. And without that, no matter what you can do, he says, you've got courage and strive against following the nafs. See, this nafs here, not shaitan. Shaitan is nothing. Inna kayda shaitan kana da'ifa. The tricks of shaitan, Allah is very weak. Don't blame shaitan for your wrongdoings. You are the biggest shaitan. I'm just giving you an example. I'm not saying you're a shaitan now. The question is that you must not think shaitan did it. He said, my nafs have done that. It's your nafs that caused you to do it. It's your nafs that made you to say the white talaq. It's your nafs that told you to hit that person. It's your nafs that tell you to not prepare to listen to your own father and mother. It's your nafs that tell you to not eat namaz. It's your nafs that tell you not to keep fast. Everything is your nafs and nothing else. So what has the Tanjur says is that you have to strive and courage, and the most important thing is this much, that you must have this thing here, that the remedy is still that striving against the following your nafs. Your nafs have to be followed. Don't follow your nafs when it tells you to commit guna. When a nafs tells you to commit guna, don't follow it. Don't ever follow that. The moment you're doing something, your eyes are going to go to the wrong place, your nafs say, do it, then I'm not doing it. I mentioned that incident last week, that tu mera guda khuda nahi, main tera banda. You're not my Khuda, I'm not your Banda, I'm not your servant, why must I follow you? So when I not tell you, do this, committed guna. You're not my Khuda, I'm not your Banda, I'm not going to follow you. My husband, why did he give us this incident? Was it Sunamati or something? You see, the reason for that, when you face with this situation, you fight yourself. You're not my Khuda. You want to look at that woman, you're not my Khuda, I'm not your Banda, mom's going to follow you. You want to fight with that person, you get angry with someone, you have to say, you're not my Khuda, you're not seeing that fighting, not you. You're fighting everything. The food didn't came on time, or not on time, you got nafs getting angry and the food did not come on time. Now what are you supposed to do? Instead of fighting, you say, no, I'm not going to fight. Everything use that thing. So the Thani Rahman says that the most important thing is to strive against following the nafs. As long as you go against your nafs, everything is within your nafs. Everything. You have to fight. And this is number one thing. It's a strife all the time, continuously. When you're getting angry, especially, that the most important time is very important, because that time you must know how to save the situation. Save the situation. You cannot save the situation if you fight your nafs against it. Fight your nafs against it. And why a person gets pride? Why the person gets angry? It's because of pride. Nothing else. Why he spoke to me like that? Why she spoke to me like that? Why the small boy spoke to me like that? All that is because of pride. Nothing else. There's only pride. You didn't have pride. If that person told you something, so what happened? You still remain? You still remain the same person? So this, everything must have a strive to go against your nafs and committing. Likewise, when a person was, you know, some person I have love for, that person day after said, Hazrat, I don't have love for my parents too. First, he's a gambler. So this is what he must do. He says, I don't have love for my parents. He says, you must do a lot of serve them. You serve your parents, Allah Ta'ala bring love. Allah Ta'ala bring love. Because it's not a good thing for a person to say, I don't have love for my parents. The parents Allah Ta'ala brought in this world, they must be good to them and all that time. And when he said that thing, Hazrat Ta'ala says that you must bring lot of khidmat of them. By khidmat, Allah Ta'ala give love now. Likewise, when one person he told Hazrat Thani, I got a very bad habit, I commit zina. Listen to this very carefully, because that's also right here too. You leave, Hazrat to say to us, you leave your halal wife and go to haram, which is normal and which is happening today too, because we are in a society which is mixed with all the wrong things, and we are mixed with all those kind of things, and then we get carried away and we do all the wrong things. So this person told him, Hazrat, okay, I got this desire for committing zina, fornication. Hazrat replied to him, to prescribe to him. Hazrat prescribed something, but Hazrat did not mention what he prescribed. The moment he saw that prescription, he said, Hazrat, you're too hard. Looking at what the punishment is, he said, Hazrat, you're too hard, I can't follow it. And the after he never came back. So if you really fear Allah Ta'ala, then no matter what the prescription is, you'll follow it. If you're sincere for it. Zina is very bad. It's very bad. Allahu Akbar. You'll be surprised what zina can cause. Zina can cause this much. Even a person, when he's with relation with his wife, he has another woman in his mind. What a big sin it is. And while he's having relation with his own wife, he has a relation with his mind is somewhere else. What a big sin it is. But the Thani Rahman says, I have two wives. People got habit of making two wives. They can't go to one wife too. He said, I have two wives. When I'm going to my first wife, my wife, the other wife is not in the picture at all. And when I'm going to the second wife, I make sure my first wife is not in the picture. All this halal. It's halal, that is saying, same of the precautions. Yeah, we have no relationship at all with a woman. But because you saw a woman in your eyes, and now in the time you have a relation with your wife, you got that woman in your heart. Is that not zina, what it is? So many things we have to look into it. We have got into a very big problem merely because of this, that we are sitting in a situation, in a country, you know, where it's full of fitna. That's why it is nice, as a Thani, it's for us to sit in a company of pious people. Pious people, but you must be sincere. You must be sincere. Come with a good intention so that your islah can take place. Because islah is something, it is very, very difficult to make islah is so important. And islah does not take until that person himself is not prepared to put islah in. Remember one thing, Ishtar is you have to put yourself right. You have to be honest. No matter what sickness you have in you, as you go to a doctor, you say, "Doctor, you know, I got this sickness in me, I'm so sick." You don't hide anything. Whether it's whatever it is, you don't hide because you're frightened, you'll die. So you give the doctor the whole thing. Likewise, you must think to yourself, whatever sickness you have, I do not want to hide my chair. I must tell him exactly what is my sickness, so he will prescribe me the right thing. But if you hide, then what will benefit? That is very important. Come to this majlis first. Make your Islam the correct way. And always remember your gaze. Control your gaze. Because you must know, we are in a place of fitna. All kind of fitna. So control your gaze. Don't look down at anyone else. Do not look down at anyone else. Remember, you must think to yourself, you're the biggest sinner. If the moment you see a person commit a sin, you must think, "Ya Allah, he's still better than me. He only committed one sin. I don't know how many sins I have committed." In that way, we begin to look at people in a better eye. Allah Ta'ala amal kani tawfiq nasib wa khuda alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah rabbil alameen wa akhiru wa salatu wa salamu. Rabbana atmim lana nuruna wa akhfir lana innaka ala kulli shay'in qadeer. Allahumma ahsin aqibatana fil umuri kulliha wa ajirna min khizyi dunya wa adhab al-akhirah. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. اللهم ثبتنا على الإيمان وأمتنا على الإيمان واحشرنا يوم القيامة من الإيمان بحرمة القرآن.